sure why my audio got messed up, so.
My bad. Right.
With that, we're going to go ahead and try kicking this off again with the Welcome to Councilcast. This is episode 149. I'm just going to read this really, really fast because I don't feel
Eric, like... are you there?
This is being recorded on December 15th, 2020. The council's now in session. As with every week, we made arbitrary decisions about toxic science, scrounging, and random shit. With little background, external expertise, all Councilcast decisions are final. No brain, anything whatsoever.
You gotta do the all the other stuff fast too. Hey, those guys, let's talk about the comments that were on our YouTube video. LOL, mean girls in your area, blah, 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 blah. And then, no, we're done.
Hey, if anyone's curious, we had some technical difficulties, and so we're just starting over as fast as possible.
No, do it reverse.
Exposition about how we've started over as fast as possible, as you could argue, is actually taking longer and is wasting more time with the way that we're explaining it. And
actually,
we would have just
yet.
Been faster off
in,
to.
And it took us 4 minutes to get to this point last time. So
clearly, yeah. You didn't miss
I
anything.
I was really trying to drag it out.
All right. Well, we're going to drag it out by going to space
hear?
Where spiders drag silk to create webs.
Hmm. Silk to create webs? What?
Okay.
Tell me more.
Why? I asked this earlier when no one could hear what I was saying, but why? Why are we doing this? Why do spiders need to go to space? Why are they? Why do we care if they can make webs in space? Why?
So, I mean, they catch all the
why?
Space insects?
Why?
I'm not sure. But
are they hoping to form a worldwide web?
Yeah.
Oh.
SpaceX can't do it without them.
And warn us before you're going to say that stuff. I almost collapsed. Worldwide.
Yeah, apparently,
web.
Spiders to space, and they're forming their webs in microgravity or in no gravity. It turns out that spiders would make webs that were completely symmetrical. I guess when they're on Earth, they actually make webs that are asymmetrical, and they actually put the center of the web more towards the top of their web to catch insects with, and in space they didn't know which way was up, so they just made a symmetrical web, I guess.
Hmm.
And so what they found out is that if they actually turn on a light, that actually tricks the spider into knowing which way is quote-unquote up, if you could actually be up in space.
Hmm.
And it actually calls that kind of the upward part of it, and it makes an asymmetrical web again. So
did it spill any words?
No, this is not Charlotte's web. I don't think they brought her along.
Did the web say two thumbs up for space?
Two thumbs up for space.
It better have.
Did it say? Awesome. Did it say you're out of this world?
These Valentine's heart candy.
Did it say
a star is born?
A star is born. That's one crunchy pig. That's what it said. Crunchy.
Some pig.
Something
about one small step for something.
I liked somebody. In the article that it talked about that they had tried it before, and they had two spiders in the same container. And just how they describe it was hilarious. It was like, oh, it was a disaster or something. I don't know.
Yeah, they do
it seemed a little over.
So they said that in 2008 they apparently were doing some experiments and they said it turned into a fiasco.
A fiasco, that was
the spider was accidentally released into a habitat occupied by another spider, which created total chaos and a mishmash of competing webs.
What? I like when situations can be described as a fiasco.
Yeah, that must have been word of the day when whoever wrote that was writing that article.
Looked at his calendar. It is a fiasco.
That's what happened when you put two spiders in space in the same
it's
container.
Interesting that they would describe, like, you know, like compared to Apollo 13, the spider incident was the real fiasco in space. Yeah.
No. Apollo 13 was a mishap. Two spiders in the same container. That's a fiasco.
Yep.
Did you guys ever go to Hardee's and get that fiasco burger?
No, is it made with two spiders?
Oh,
it's made with onion rings, isn't it?
I don't like that.
Probably.
It's made by two spiders.
A fiasco burger. Burgers are getting too big. They're so big and wide, and just you can't even smash them down. You can't get them in your mouth. You just have to cut them up. It's ridiculous.
That's what she said.
I run all my burgers through a wood chipper.
remember on Malcolm in the Middle when they had the wood chipper? They invented the wood chipper for the day, and they had like the big limb, and the dad and the youngest son were like, okay, we're going to put it in the wood chipper. And they did it, and like, this is fun. And then they were like, they turned back and the pile was gone. Like the stuff that they were supposed, the work that they were
and
having
they
had
wood
to do,
chip
like,
everything.
Work's over. And they're like, let's get more stuff. And so they're like running around the yard, picking up all the twigs and throwing it in. And that was fun. And they're like, we don't have any more stuff. So then they like are grabbing things from the house that they need and throwing it into the wood chipper. And then they came outside with a bucket of confetti and threw that into the wood chipper. And it like came out the other end the same way it went in. And then they were like, we've definitely run out of ideas, haven't we? Oh, man. I'm glad Malcolm in the Middle saved this episode. We really
got this episode.
That's kind of what I feel like happened to these scientists. They were like, I don't know, we ran out of ideas. Let's bring spiders to space.
There you go.
You know what? Thumbs up for bringing animals in outer space. The quicker we can figure out how to get spiders in outer space, the quicker we can figure out how to get rid of spiders from outer space.
Hmm.
You got a point.
You know, we gotta open up those revenue streams.
Yeah, that makes sense. Thumbs up for revenue streams in space.
Hmm.
Thumbs up for spiders
no other votes.
In space.
Thumbs up for symmetrical. I don't know.
I like things that are symmetrical and also asymmetrical.
Well, you know, maybe those spiders in the future could ride to space in one of SpaceX's new rockets. As long as they don't plan on landing anytime soon.
Did it blow up on when it landed?
It did. It did.
Oh,
that's
yes,
what
it
I
did.
Thought. I watched the end of that, and I was just like, oh, my word.
So, yeah, SpaceX's Starship prototype, they launched it, I believe, over the weekend here? Or last week, late last week?
It was during the week because I was on a work meeting yelling.
Fair enough.
It did everything right except for not blowing up when it landed.
It stuck the landing so hard.
Stuck the landing.
My favorite comment about it was somebody said it landed directly on the pad, and somebody in Discord said it landed through the pad.
I do think that...
Which I don't even think it's technically accurate. We asked... So we got the connection... And we asked somebody.
I mean, they know we've got the connection. Cause
yeah, I asked somebody whether that damages the pad really in any way whatsoever, and they were like, "No way! Like the pad's fine."
Oh, I mean, really? We get that straight from Elon Musk's. I mean,
no, that's right.
We throw pitches to him every week, so he obviously pays attention to us.
Yeah, we're I was curious of... whether they needed to like re-pour parts of the pad or anything. That like after a landing like that, but apparently it's not really that big deal.
I didn't think that it landed hard. I thought it just got to the bottom and just blew up.
No, that shit, I mean, it hit harder than it should have. Didn't it hit at like 80, 90? How fast was it going?
80 mile an hour when it landed.
Yeah, and then it did its best Oops. Firework impression.
Usually when they land, they should be going about 0 miles an hour.
What?
Somewhere in that vicinity.
That
sounds like ideal.
Oh, that's awesome.
Or shortly after landing procedure, they should be about 0.
Well, I mean, after...
So were they able to salvage it?
Yeah, it's fine. They just buffed it out.
did that thing with the suction cups and pulled a few dents out.
You wouldn't believe how good turtle wax is.
Now they got NASA body crew working on it right now. It'll be not NASA, but
turtle wax invested in space.
There you
know,
go.
They don't take it to the dealer because it's too expensive there. So they took it down to Frank's on the corner, auto body. He'll have that pounded out. Give him like a week.
I think it's completely, I mean, it's completely destroyed, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there might be.
Yeah, there's
it's obliterated.
Oh, by the way, Eric gave a thumbs up for Eight-Legged Freaks. That was an okay movie.
I prefer the spider on the island. What was that one called?
Oh, Spider Island.
Spider Island. That one, that movie, that is Spider Island.
Spider Island. Arachnophobia?
No, Spider Island. Watch Spider Island. That's a really good movie.
I have no idea what that is.
Ugh.
Really good movie.
They're like in the same vein as Snakes on a Plane, Spider Island.
Spider Island was a movie like maybe in the 60s or 70s. And then, what's their group? Mystery Science Theater.
Oh, yeah.
Did their riff track on it. So
the plane landing in the ocean was just
Eric owns that movie. I'm guessing he doesn't own the Mystery Science Theater version. He just owns Spider Island. And like you're an hour and a half into the film before a spider shows up.
How long is the film?
Name your film Spider Island and not
it's an hour and 35 minutes long.
I mean, I guess okay,
you have to wait hour 50 before you see the spider.
Like if the spider isn't a literal spider, it's about like it's about like the web of lies woven into the island by the inhabitant.
Actually,
it's like every article that's written for the internet today, the editor comes on, he's like, yeah, great article, the title needs a little work. What if we just changed it slightly from, you know, the Mars rover? What if we changed it to
Spider Island.
Boobs bounce in outer space? What if we just changed it to that? See how many clicks we get. But that there's literally no mention of boobs. You can put boobs in there somewhere. Just write a thing at the end.
There's a t-shirt idea right there, Logan.
There you go.
No.
Hey, so what do you do when you're? What's that rocket worth anyway?
Right now, not a whole lot.
No, but I mean, what do you do when an $80 million rocket just blows up on the pad, going, you know, slams into the pad? What?
Spend $80 million.
You apologize, and
you just say, "Well, we learned some valuable lessons. Sweep up the debris, and let's."
I mean, that's
with the
literally
next
the point.
They do. Well, at least it wasn't manned, right?
Yeah, that one's nice.
Oh, that's going to be bad news for Brian. We have to inform him of what.
Okay. What did I do?
His next mission.
Nothing. No, my name is Council Cast.
we got Brian live from the tip top of the SpaceX rocket. Hold on, Brian. Let us know how the belly flop goes.
Yeah, just a second. Let me get the gnome out here. Hey, gnome buddy, you ready to go?
It's a good thing you've been staring at that red light for weeks.
That'll help you survive for sure.
Yep, I'm immune.
You know, I give it a thumbs up for almost sticking the landing, and thumbs up for fireworks.
I mean, that belly flop was amazing.
Thumbs up for an 80 mile an hour
belly flop.
Stop. Yeah.
Wait.
Were they testing the airbags, or what were they testing? Why did they hit the ground so dang hard?
Because. One of the engine nine
oh,
what nine, six GG 66
69 what
no it wasn't that
are you trying to draw boobs
it's supposed to be a 9.9 but apparently my camera's flipped.
Yeah,
it's not supposed
you.
To land on one engine, it's supposed to land on two, and one of the other ones flamed out, and then the other one started running without methane to cool the reaction, apparently, and then the engine started eating itself. That's why there's all that green flame. It was burning copper.
Interesting.
Otherwise known as copper. Fucking awesome.
Well, maybe they should build it out of quantum material instead.
Oh, yeah, let's just make it out of quantum.
Yeah, just make it out of quantum. And maybe quantum, you can
what?
Use it to
this,
play quantum chess.
What is quantum really a material?
Your segue really should have been, now let's make a quantum leap in topics.
we'll go
good
with that.
News, everybody.
I would like you to run future segues by me.
I don't know. Plane's pretty good at segues.
If you are just joining us, you can come and see the world's first quantum chess tournament winner.
What?
And I'm going to guess this is only going to be the last quantum chess tournament winner.
I'm going to be honest, I don't really know what quantum chess is.
Is it different than four-dimensional chess?
It is, yes. So okay. Apparently, so it's much more complicated than 3D chess, which you may be familiar with from Star Trek. Or, I don't know, 4D chess, maybe?
Played it.
You played 4D chess?
Yeah, my dad has a set.
Nice. But yeah, more complicated than that, because apparently in quantum chess, your moves also have moves that are entangled with other pieces. So just like quantum mechanics has quantum entanglement, apparently so does chess pieces. To be honest,
but how do we measure? How do we measure who wins?
You know,
well, that's the quantum.
It's kind of like Schrodinger's cat. You know, you go and check who won, and one person either dies and one person either wins.
So like every other chess match.
I play a quantum game that is similar. It's called Connect Four.
Connect Four what?
The end of the...
Never mind.
So apparently, Adam, it says here that pieces can be entangled with each other, and in order to determine where the entangled piece is actually located, a player must make a measurement. In fact, the only way to win a game of quantum chess, since there is no check or checkmate possible, a player must capture their opponent's king as they make quantum measurements of its location.
I am so fucking confused. I'm going to have to
thumbs up for Connect Four.
I think I need to start with quantum checkers before I start with quantum chess.
Do you want me to explain quantum to you?
Yeah, kind of.
So yeah, Mr. What was the guy who won? Mr. Winter? No, Alexander Kubica won the world's first quantum chess tournament.
I have never heard of
this. Cuban?
Congratulations.
Good job.
Good work.
Fucking well played.
Well played. Playing a game nobody understands.
I certainly don't.
The points don't mean anything and the rules are made up.
That's probably the safest version of that you could have gone with to avoid litigation.
I'm going to say thumbs down for ridiculously complicated, stupid games.
So apparently you get two game boards. One board where the queen does not move, and on the other board, the queen did move. Each board has a 50% chance of existing. Showing each possible board, though, would get quite complicated, and after just a few moves, so the player view of the game is just a single board.
So I can't, like, run to Target and pick this up with my red card.
You can make it sounds like, if you got pieces from Target. When you got some chess boards from Target, you can make one.
Yeah, I think you could probably make one.
I have a GTX GeForce graphics card. Will that get the job done? Or do we need a supercomputer to play quantum chess? Or a dilithium crystal?
Yeah, you know what? I give this a thumbs down for winning something that nobody knows how to play.
I like on this Twitter you at tagged Hasbro. If you really wanted to go full on Council Cast or a bunch of assholes, you should have just at tagged Nabisco, like you don't know who the companies are.
Even better, I'll edit it. Oh, I can't.
No, you can't edit it in Twitter.
Twitter sucks. That's my next
word.
Well, something that you may not need a quantum computer for is writing the default password on GE's medical equipment. Because apparently they just decided to use the default password on all of their devices.
Was it Mega 12345 or the word password?
It was probably 12345.
If I remember from the movie Hackers, if you don't think that anyone can get into your account, your password is God.
Sure.
Because you are a computer God. So that's probably the password for all these devices. Everyone try
God.
That.
Try that.
Mine's Hunter 2.
I'm guessing that the password's probably just like default or something like that.
Admin and password.
I can't. I'm laughing at our previous on Twitter, the fucking from June 11th, 2019. I don't know why, but we posted a picture that says Florida man, smoking a vape while on the can. Spirit Airlines is no longer a fan. Florida man. Oh, man. What a great blast from the past.
So, I mean, so what do they have to do? Like, use LastPass or something to update all these?
I mean, well, I could assume they just need to put a password on it.
Nice. But
shouldn't the network that these be on already be secure? So the only people that have access to it are authorized people?
Sure. I mean, maybe.
So, I mean, sure, yeah, it's probably a bad thing for GE to put default passwords that are, like, static across everything, but risk is mitigated, maybe.
But what could somebody do? Like, they're not going to get people's medical records off of this. It's like, maybe they have access to the print log on a printer. So maybe they have, maybe there is some identifying information like the patient's last four of Sosha's or something, but that seems unlikely. What information are they storing on this?
No, this is on the cat. This is on the CAT scan machine, wasn't it?
Right. Are they trying to just like hijack the tech? Like, are they worried? Is GE worried that Samsung is going to steal their software by logging in with the unsecure password? Oh, now we can make our own radiology devices.
but couldn't
more lives. What are they worried about?
Couldn't you make it so that the results were inaccurate for patients if you were trying to sabotage something?
Well, they do list. So they list a number of devices that were affected, and one of them is a
make them not work.
Workstation and server. So I'm guessing that's probably like a. Like the computer that they're actually typing on that's connected to the whatever device they're getting imaged with. So in essence, I guess they could have released customer information.
Eric said he would use it to randomly start up the x-ray machines for his new prank show on TikTok.
Check it out while I radiate all these people.
Leave a light on, boy. Oh,
microwave massacre, is that what you're going for?
There you go. Microwave massacre, probably my second favorite old movie of all
microwave
time.
band name pitch here. Microwave, okay. Masochist.
Oh my. that sounds right up no one's alley that I know, but I'm sure there's a market for that.
I'm not sure
what they sound like that, kind of music they play.
I'm not sure.
It's fast.
It's a mix between.
It's gotta be fast. Emo,
it's a mix between emo and metal.
Metal.
Emo metal.
What kind of music metal would the band EDM named Saltwater Sadist?
Bluegrass.
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 It's bluegrass.
Same thing.
Why?
It's painful to listen to. Come on.
Bluegrass isn't painful to listen to.
All right, whatever. Agree to disagree.
Yeah, so
what were we talking about?
If you're going to be going in to get a new medical scan, maybe you want to ask the hospital if they changed their default password.
Actually, just ask them what the password is.
Actually, just ask I'm sure use the computer and try typing in the default password.
I'm sure you could find the password if you looked hard enough. It's on a sticky note on the side of the machine.
There you go.
Definitely. 100%.
Yeah.
That's probably likely.
Although that is the least hackable way to save a password.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's the easiest to steal if you're in the room, but the hardest if you're not.
I always write it on big poster board and put it right behind the camera.
all of those rooms are. So
all you have to do is hack into the video camera system and just zoom in and hit the enhance button on the little sticky note, and you'll instantly
enhance.
Eric says that microwave masochists would play music that's essentially EDM, but the samples are all microwave noise tones.
I like it.
Well,
microwave controller board EDM.
Well, if you want to take the music to the next level, you could maybe start playing it for the aliens on Mars, because apparently the U.S. government is secretly working with aliens in the Galactic Federation on Mars.
Katie told me this.
It's not a secret anymore, is it?
Katie was like, Matt, did you hear about this? What the fuck are you talking about? And she was like, yeah, there's this one guy in like Israel that claims this thing. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
We need to make fantastic claims like that so people listen to us.
I know.
I mean, the government has been declassifying more and more UFO videos, so they might be prepping
Man,
us.
No, if aliens were real, Trump would have told us by now. Also,
they wouldn't tell Trump because he can't keep a damn secret.
Yeah,
wait a minute.
They didn't even tell Bill Pullman on Independence Day. Why would?
What if Trump is an alien?
Was going to reveal it, and he just got voted out of office too soon.
That's why we got to keep him in. Texas had it right. Texas wanted to take this straight to the Supreme Court to tell us about the little green men.
But why are they called the Galactic Federation? That feels like the aliens were like, okay, we'll default to
whatever you called
planet
it in Star
Earth
Trek.
To name whatever this is. You got some science fiction-y BS, the Galactic Federation, sure, whatever you guys want. That's really cute. That is your input. The rest of everything that we do will be handled by us. Thank you very much.
I can't wait till like an alien zooms by in one of their spaceships and completely demeans us by putting like one of those hamster water feet things with like a little ball at the end and just like attaches it to the side of the planet so we can all have water.
Oh my god. So apparently this guy went against the wishes of the Galactic Federation and decided
by letting us know.
And apparently he's
what's the book called? We gotta plug that.
The Universe Beyond the Horizon: Conversations with Professor Haim Ishid.
Well, I want to see what this has got on Goodreads, first of all. Because
I mean, and
that's where I go for all my reading.
Matt, you were right that she did say Trump was on the verge of revealing.
I didn't say that. Blaine did.
Well, I'm crediting you, so good work.
Nice.
Trump was on the verge of revealing the truth, but the aliens are saying, wait, let people calm down first. They don't want mass hysteria.
You know, maybe this is why Trump was pushing Space Force.
Hillary Clinton adopts alien baby.
Yeah, I don't see this book on Goodreads. How is that possible? Did this guy self-publish?
There's your T-shirt idea.
self-publish, I think. Is it just on the internet, the book?
Dude,
is it...
this is my favorite headline. Aliens exist and Trump is keeping it secret in case we panic, claims Israeli scientist. Yeah, because anything he has chosen has been to try to keep panic to a minimum. Also, the I in this panic is like elevated above the other letters. I'm not sure why.
Oh, that's a sign.
It's all part of the deep state.
Uh-huh. What would be a better name, though?
It's
than
the Illuminati.
Galactic Federation?
Illuminati starts with an I.
Clearly, the Galactic Federation sounds pretty hokey. There's got to be a better name.
They suggested one, but they were like, you get one decision. What do you want it to be? And Earth was like, to name it. We want to name it. And they were like, oh, that wasn't even on the list of decisions to make. But sure, you can. You know what? The rest of this is way too important for us. I mean, the naming is way too important for us to take over. So Earth, go ahead and do that. What do you want to call it?
You know, actually,
Bob's Burgers.
Actually, this is Bob's Burgers. Maybe why Trump did know about it, because he's the one who picked the name.
No, he would definitely put his own name in it.
Oh, good point.
Have you watched the series Space Force yet?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, that's so funny.
Boots on the moon.
Boots on the moon.
So I don't know. It says so. His book is apparently called The Universe Beyond the Horizon.
I can't fucking find it.
It doesn't look like it exists. Maybe.
How do I buy it?
Maybe the aliens.
I love this picture.
Man, if you buy it, you're going to be on a list.
It says it was published in November.
Do we know anything else about where the aliens? Well. Where the Galactic Federation members are from. I feel
Mars.
Weird calling them
the headquarters
aliens
is on Mars.
Does anyone else feel weird calling them aliens? I feel like we should call them members of the Galactic Federation.
Yes.
I feel like that's more.
How do we become members of the Galactic Federation?
We're talking about
encompassing.
How are we already members?
We named it. That's why.
Because you were born here.
Okay.
Like, you are a natural citizen
to the Galactic Federation.
So apparently those monoliths that were found all over the Earth, apparently they're claiming that that's part of the vast antenna array that transmits mind control rays.
Oh my god.
Mind control rays?
Hmm.
Am I being
rays?
Controlled right now?
They,
rays? Really?
They repeat the 5G.
Does this? Yeah, what does this have
rays?
To do with the 5G antenna?
Oh,
5G. The 5G antenna, the COVID vaccine. Oh, man, I tell you what, this thing is deep.
You know, I give him a thumbs up for exposing the truth, I guess.
I want
Galactic
to find
Federation all
the
way, baby.
Book somewhere, because I can't find it either.
If you're a listener and you can find his book, please buy a copy of it and mail it to us at councilcast@gmail.com.
it's not on Amazon that I saw.
Well,
that's for damn sure.
Something you may want to do with that book when you get it is burn it.
Nice transition.
And if you need any help with that, apparently you can get one of these candles that's being recalled for presenting a fire hazard.
Hmm.
I mean,
Exxon had a paper candle in a wooden box a few years ago that was kind of like
Did
that.
You say a candle is being called?
Yeah, because it's a fire hazard. You know.
It literally failed at its only function. That's like fucking a fucking water being recalled because it was too wet.
Yeah, apparently if you bought a Dollar Tree's Sure Sense 2-in-1 Peaceful Stream Moonlit Wave Candle or Kohl's...
how many names does this thing have?
Or Kohl's 3-Wick Sonoma Candle, apparently they are being recalled for a hazard because, quote, the candle's high flames can ignite the surface of the wax or cause the glass to break, posing fire and burn hazards.
Holy shit.
I've seen candles bust the glass several times, and I don't think anything got recalled. Huh?
Wow.
Yep. Bet.
Wow.
How many candles are you burning?
Just the one.
There's no glass around it anymore. That, like, this is one of those candles where it's like almost like a little hand grenade. Like it burns down to a certain point, and then it hits like some explosive point, and it just blows up in your house.
Hmm.
Oh, man. I'm making those.
It's like a really slow game of hot potato.
Oh my goodness.
It's like a game of burn your house down first.
So
they do. They
wait,
do,
all
they do
candles,
candles
are being recalled, or this no. one specific brand that actually
two.
just these two brands. Of
only
candles.
Two
only
candles.
Those two.
Period. You
all the other ones with fire at the top, they're all safe.
One of two serial numbers.
If your
a bad
candle
match.
Ends in serial number 673, send them back.
Got it. Well, I was just making sure I didn't have to return half of my Christmas presents.
Oh. Well, did you buy it from Dollar Tree or from wherever the other place?
Don't worry, guys. You're all getting one.
Well, return them, return them, or put them in the microwave and run them on high.
It being dangerous and explosive only increases my likelihood that I would.
Yeah, I wonder if that would be something that your microwave band could do. Is
every
that would be their trick on stage? Is put a candle in the microwave and set it on fire.
Yeah, that sounds pretty awesome. Actually, is there a link? Is there like an affiliate link in here where we could click and buy some
I don't
burning
think
candles?
We should affiliate link out busted ass burn your house down candle.
The goal of
the so what determines the height of the flame on a candle?
The amount of lighter fluid you put on it.
Everyone should throw out every candle in their house. Everyone should throw every candle in a house into a trash compactor. To be clear, I'm not talking about visual candles. I'm talking about Jolly Rancher, bug spray, odor bombs, and other big candles that big candles have shoved down our throats to saturate unfulfilled desire of romance.
Is that an excerpt from that book we were talking about?
I bet the aliens brought these candles.
It's an alien candle. These are alien candles. They're red.
That's how we know they came from Mars.
Yeah, we go to Brian for all of our "is this red" needs.
let me stare at the red candle, and then I'll let you know if it's evil or not.
Was that the point of that exercise, to determine if things were evil?
Definitely.
Yeah, I thought you were doing it gone, like strengthen your eyes.
I've gone way beyond strengthening my eyes.
Strengthen them so much that now he can see good and evil.
I'm going to give this one a thumbs down. This whole article.
Thumbs up for fire hazards. As long as properly labeled, you can make most things are flammable. Like, cautious, this is flammable. If they put that on the side of their candles, they'll be just fine.
Yeah, right there next to the "in California, this causes cancer" warning.
Yeah.
This Christmas, Exxon has a paper candle.
There you go.
In a wooden box.
All right, we're going to move on to our Elon Musk pitches for the week. Who's got a pitch for Mr. Musk this week?
I'd like for Mr. Musk to come up with a candle that is safe.
A safe candle.
A safe candle.
A noble
pursuit.
You can
have a respectable height flame that you can leave burning when you're not there all day long, and it won't burn the house down or cause a fire hazard.
A pilot light.
I'm just saying.
How about a candle that like auto extinguishes itself when it gets knocked over?
I come up with an idea. Blaine just has to jump right on top of it and make it better. I withdraw my opinion about having a safe candle because Blaine just made one that's even safer.
Good work, Blaine. Two thumbs up for Blaine.
I want a candle that when it falls over, it explodes like that rocket did earlier. That would have been cool.
Three thumbs up
for
Brian.
Auto extinguishes.
That's touring the facilities.
You have a 50-50 chance. It either auto extinguishes.
It burns through red tape.
well, definitely we want him to make a safer candle.
Candle with a short skirt and a long wick.
What the hell is happening?
I don't know.
But I've got a pitch for Mr. Musk. I would like him to create a mesh Wi-Fi system so robust that Blaine's parents can't destroy it.
Impossible.
Impossible, you say?
That's why we're giving it to Mr. Musk to solve, because he is the god of impossible.
You just need to filter the power. Didn't we already say that? Where you just hook one multi-strip outlet into another, like three or four in a row, and then by the time it gets to the router, it's safe.
If you get enough surge protectors in series, it'll be fully filtered.
It makes sense to me.
I don't want Elon Musk.
Thumbs up because I don't want to support tech support anymore. All right.
I don't want Elon Musk to invent anything. I want him to do a little science experiment for me.
Good story.
Go on.
Oh, no, that's it. I just want him to do one for me.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Gotcha. Let me write this down. Science experiment for Logan.
Do a science. Let me show you what happens when you...
Logan.
When your rocket fails.
We launched this new crazy rocket with these crazy science experiments in them, and we're dedicating it to Logan Pippet. That's all I...
All right, got it.
Science, so you just want science Logan. Done in your name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By Elon.
You can have science done in your name if you donate enough.
Yeah, why don't you just
do see? That? I don't want to have to do that. I just want.
Well, maybe he'd
to...
do the Mentos and Diet Coke trick for you.
You know, the other option is you can make your own science by just donating your body to science. Then they can just do science with your body.
But he doesn't get to reap the rewards of that now.
Yeah.
They could send your cadaver into space and see if spiders make symmetrical webs inside it when you die.
I don't even want any recognition. I just want somebody to look back on history and go, oh, this whole experiment was dedicated to a Logan Pippet. And then they try and find some kind of connection, and there is zero link other than this one tweet.
Other than this video right now.
Yeah. Yep. Sounds like an hour-long show.
I really like that
Discovery
was basically summed up as, I'm not really looking for recognition, but I want people to recognize.
I want my name forever associated with the Mentos Diet Coke trick.
Not a wild goose chase, just a goose chase.
All right. Yeah, I'm gonna give that one a thumbs down.
Tough.
Tough crowd tonight.
Tough nuts.
Tough crowd.
I think that Mr. Musk should come up with a new microwave that could literally cook anything. I have a problem where you stick metal pieces in your microwave today and it just kind of like blows it up.
Yeah, that is a problem.
I think
I'm always stirring my soup and then I want to put it back in the microwave, but I don't want to have to pull the spoon out and drip it all over everything.
Yeah.
I get it.
The microwave doesn't heat the thing that you're heating your food in. So, like, you know, usually you can heat it up and your, like, plate or bowl gets hot.
You need special...
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you'll need something that, one, doesn't react at all to the microwaves, and two, well, it's the water that does most of the reacting, right? And then, two, doesn't absorb the heat from the product that's being warmed. So, yeah. I don't know, what, fucking, just like, insulated it. Ceramic, I guess?
No, just fix it in the microwave. Eh, he could probably figure that out.
Yeah, if the microwave has enough microchips that do things for directing the microwaves more accurately, because right now they just kind of go wherever they want.
Hmm.
If we could pinpoint them and use cameras and lasers to focus where the microwaves are headed.
The waves go wherever? Just like giving Faraday the finger as they do?
Yes.
Yep.
Would that 10 gig like splitter thing
Faraday,
you were talking
the golfer?
About earlier, would that help with the new microwave?
No, but the splitter at Blaine's parents' house would.
With all these burn up routers, we could make a million microwaves. With
all these burn up ROTMs.
ROTMs.
ROTMs and mouters.
Rodents matters.
That is not a good thing.
That's great.
All right, who else wants to pitch something? Matt, Silas.
Yeah, I was thinking earlier about how I wish that my smartphone could charge my watch and that my watch could also in turn then charge my my smartphone so that I would
perpetual energy, perpetual
that they
energy.
Would never run out of energy.
Yeah, I'm gonna say with maybe even Elon can't pull this one off.
I mean,
due to like I don't know, one of the laws of thermodynamics.
But the, but if the watch gets fully charged enough that it could power the cell phone, and then it powers the cell phone, and the cell phone could fully then power the watch, I don't see how there's a flaw in my logic. It doesn't matter if there's a flaw or not. Elon's going to figure it out.
I think you'll end up with either having one device charged, but not both.
Well, maybe you will, Blaine, but Elon Musk can figure it out.
Perpetual charging machine for watch.
My phone can charge my watch.
It won't charge anything else though. That's like a must of this.
All right, can't charge anything else.
Gotcha. Can't you just do the first step like Logan is hinting at by like having it charge one direction? Basically, not the band.
Maybe you can, Matt, but Elon Musk can do it both ways, baby.
Oh yeah.
I have no idea what I'm talking about.
My phone can charge my phone can charge other phones.
Yeah. Cool. Like USB-C, yeah. we were charging a MacBook one time at work with my fucking phone just for shits, the no, Pixel I had.
I mean,
oh yeah.
I set my phone on my phone. I just set it on it and it charges her phone. It charges my watch. It charges my buds. All wirelessly.
Because
how far away?
Yeah, but I don't give a shit about that. I only care if Apple does it 5 years from now and makes it awesome.
Exactly. Think of the Tesla coil.
There we go.
That was good.
We can now end the episode because Logan is broken.
Alright, with that, this council meeting adjourned. We thank you all for listening. We record this podcast live Tuesday nights on YouTube. If you like what you saw, check out our past episodes. You can go to councilcast.org or search for us on iTunes or your favorite podcast.
What? You know, I think it's actually funnier when his video stream is cutting in and out.
If you have a topic you'd like the council's decision on, you can email us at councilcast@gmail.com or connect on Twitter @RealCouncilCast. Thanks for listening, and goodbye.
Tune in next week to find out if Logan is still alive.